Blog Talk Radio.
Transformation happened, changed my walk, yeah.
He had to do it, but he did it cause he can. Hey. He had to do it, but he did it cause he can. Hey.
Transformation happened, changed my walk, yeah.
He had to do it, but he did it cause he can. Hey. He had to do it, but he did it cause he can. Hey. He had to do it, but he did it cause he can. Hey. He had to do it, but he did it cause he can.
Hey.
He had to do it, but he did it cause he can.
Hey.
He had to do it, but he did it cause he can.
Hey.
He had to do it, but he did it cause he can.
Hey.
He had to do it, but he did it cause he can.
Hey.
Hey.
My life, saved my tongue. Transformation happened, changed my walk. Yeah.
He had to do it, but he did it cause he can.
Hey.
He had to do it, but he did it cause he can.
Hey.
Transformation
happened, changed my walk, yeah.
He had to do it, but he did it cause he can.
Hey.
He had to do it, but he did it cause he can.
Hey.
He had to do it, but he did it cause he can.
Hey.
He had to do it, but he did it cause he can.
Hey.
He had to do it, but he did it cause he can.
Hey. My life, saved my tongue. Transformation happened, changed my walk, yeah.
He had to do it, but he did it cause he can.
Hey.
He had to do it, but he did it cause he can.
Hey.
He had to do it. 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 He had to do it.
And this is Mary Paul Fire. I hope everybody can hear me now. I don't think. Amen. So welcome to Prophetic Wind Ministries, Mary Jo Fire. I'm sorry, we're having some technical issues here. And I just want to welcome you to our weekly broadcast. Amen. And I want to give everyone a salutations and a greeting from our family. I also want to give a shout out to King Shad. Thank you, Brother Rashad Howard, for our intro and outro music. Please check him out on iTunes, Rebels Against the World, amen. It's him and some other anointed men and women of God that are breaking ground for this generation. And so we want to support them. So look them up on iTunes. If you can't find them, go to our website, Prophetic Wind Ministries, PropheticWindMinistries.com, and there is a link on that page to be able to find them and their newest music. Amen. Okay, well, we're going to get this started. We're not going to tarry the time long. I want to introduce my co-host and my panel for this week. I first want to start off with my apostle and my beloved, Apostle Marcus Smith. God bless you, dear. How are you today?
Contagiously blessed and highly favored. Grateful to God for waking me up this morning. He didn't have to.
Awesome, awesome. And amen. And we will be having Mother Doris Holmes in shortly. I see that she accidentally got dropped, so I'll be expecting her to call back in any time now. There she is. Okay. So I want to introduce Prophet Doris Holmes to the line. God bless you, Mother. How are you? Okay, so the devil is a lie. We're having all types of technical issues today. Mother, can you hear me? Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and move forward. Hopefully things will work themselves out on that end. Amen. Okay, so today we are going to be talking about the two becoming one. Amen. The two becoming one. And remember in the book of Genesis, the word says that the husband will leave his mother and father, cleave unto his wife, and they shall become one. And we want to talk about that oneness, that union, that unity, that unstoppable force of marriage. And we want to talk about that today, because we know that God is blessing marriage in this season. There is something powerful about the union of marriage that God is pushing forth in this season. And so I want to take you to Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9. And it says, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their toil. And in verse 10, it says, for if they fall, one will lift up his fellow. So let me tell you, this is going to be an awesome season because God has made you one in your marriage. You will not fall. If you slip and fall, your mate will be there to pick you up. And I just want to even move forward into verse 12, where it says a three-cord strand is not easily broken. You know, when you have the husband, the wife, and God intertwined, that cord is not easily broken. The enemy knows that. So what does he try to do? He tries to force us to break the union, and we are not going to give the enemy that gratitude on today. We're not going to give him that satisfaction on today, because this season, marriages are winning. We are winning. The union that God preordained for us is winning. And so I want to encourage you today, it is not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of the living God, that you will make it through, your marriage will make it through, and we are going to do it in that order. We are going to have the favor of the Lord upon us. Hallelujah. And good marriages are made in heaven. That's what Proverbs 19:14 tells us. Good marriages are made in heaven. So you know what? Let me tell you, you do not get married to fail. God has a good story for you. Amen. Apostle, will you add to that word, please?
Well, first off, I want to just remind people that the two becoming one is not instantaneous. There's a process that God takes us to. You know, there was a book out, I think it was called Women Are From Venus and Men Are From Mars, and it speaks about the different aspects of men and women and how we differ. And God takes those differences, and he makes us into one. And he does that in only a way that only God can, because you're taking two people from two totally different worlds, two totally different makeups, and they're becoming one. And it's not a natural thing. This is a spiritual connection. Let's keep that in mind. So if you're looking with your natural eyes, and you're looking at your marriage in your natural eyes, you're not going to see the two becoming one. But if you're looking at spirit, and you see the spiritual aspect that God is doing, the spiritual growth, the spiritual maturity, and the spiritual connection that God is making between the husband and the wife, then you'll be a little more encouraged. Because in the natural, it's easy. If you're looking for shortcomings, you're going to find them. But if you're looking for the goodness, the good in it, and you're looking to see your marriage survive, then concentrate on the things that God wants you to concentrate on. The Word of God says, you know, think on these things, things that are pure, things that are lovely, things that are of good report. These are the things we should be thinking of. Those are the spiritual aspects that make the marriage, that make the marriage work. These are the spiritual aspects that God develops in each of us, husband and wife, to become one. And it's all about God's process and not a carnal process.
Mother, can you hear us? Okay, we're trying to get Mother back on, Mother Doris. Mother, you might have to call out, hang up and call back in because we can't hear you if you're speaking. Yeah, we are having some technical difficulties today, absolutely, but God is good. God is good. And, you know, Proverbs 12 and 5 gives us, or 12 and 4, excuse me, gives us certain promises, amen. And one of those promises for a good wife is that we are a blessing to our husbands. And I have a knowing that in this season, there is a give and a take that is coming in relationships. I was speaking to another wife earlier this week, and we were talking about the give and take in marriage. And, you know, there's seasons where, you know, the husband is in front and the wife is behind, you know, behind standing firm and holding up the fort. And then maybe it's vice versa the next season. But whatever it is good in the eyes of the Lord for a coupling and a complimenting of one another. Amen. And like Apostle just said, you don't just fall into that. You work for that. Amen. We work for it, and we allow God to purge us in it. And a lot of times you have to die to self to get to that place. Amen. And we have to remember that. A lot of times we jump into things, we want things just to happen right then and there, and then we get discouraged when we wake up the next morning and it's not a finished work. Amen. Apostle, do you have anything to add?
You know, again, the process is a lifelong process. Marriage was meant to be forever. Marriage was not to be, and I know I've said this before, and I'll continue to say it so people will understand that when you get married, it is forever. It is not meant for a week or a month, 2 months, 3 months, 2 years. It's meant till death do you part. And I think we need to keep that in mind every day of our marriage, that we're in this for the long haul. And there are going to be changes that are going to happen throughout the marriage with each individual person and together. They're just, you know, there's a continual growth process, because when you first get married, it's how, you know, there's that honeymoon phase. But then as you get a little older, you get a little wiser, you start making different decisions about things. So it's a lifelong process. Marriage is a lifelong process. Please hear me. Marriage is a lifelong process. So don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to make changes. If it's not working for you right now, do something different. You can't keep doing the same thing and expect a different outcome.
Amen. You're absolutely right. And, you know, I was taken to Proverbs chapter 5, and it's pretty much, if you want to read it, it's 18 through 20. But it talks about let your fountain be blessed and to rejoice in the wife of your youth. And I began to read that scripture, and I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I began to read that scripture, and I realized that the Lord is really wanting us to take time to enjoy one another. And
amen.
One of the things that I noticed that the enemy tries to throw in to counteract or to come between a marriage is the distraction of time management, the distraction of job-related things, the distraction. We've talked about that before. We've hit on that before. But I think a key to a happy marriage is absolutely being passionate about one another. you know, being it. Matter of fact, in Proverbs 5:19, it says to be intoxicated, right? To be delighted in one another, to be passionate, to have strong emotions for one another. When you get to that place where you're feeling indifferent, you know you're in trouble. That's the time to cleave to one another, to get into each other's space purposely. Come on now. Because what ends up happening when you have that gap in marriage is, guess what? The enemy comes in to fill in the gap. He's going to fill in the gap with that cute girl at work that smells good and has long legs, or that young man that that has a six pack and it stares at you all the time. I mean, let's just have an understanding that the enemy will make up the difference. The New Testament tells us not to be apart for too long, and I'm paraphrasing, because temptation can enter in. And so the enemy knows if he can just put that wedge in between there, that gives him a little bit of space to be able to break or try to pull apart the union that God has ordained. And so as a married couple, we have to be mindful, and we've talked about this before, about protecting the marriage, protecting the union, and we have to have that understanding. That's a vigilant fight. Amen, Apostle?
Amen. And let's also remember this, going all the way back to the Garden of Eden. The devil's been working against marriages since the Garden of Eden. He came in, he spoke to Eve. Adam was sitting right there when it happened, and they both were disobedient because they allowed the devil, they listened to his conversation, they forgot what God had already spoken to them, they forsook the divine instruction to accept the deception of the devil.
Come on.
And that not only led to their fall, but the fall of entire mankind.
Wow. Wow. So it just started off with a conversation. It just started with the conversation, with entertaining the words and the counsel of the enemy. And this is why the word tells us not to have counsel from the wicked, right? Because, and then we're going to go there, because you will always have that well-meaning person on the outside that think they know what is best for you and your marriage, and the first thing they do is release that pollution in the marriage.
Amen. Amen. And not only that, it's always that person that ain't never been married, ain't got no kids, don't even have a male or female in their lives.
Come on.
Who have no idea what marriage is about.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So we have to be careful who we allow into our ear gate. We have to be careful what we allow to come out of our mouth. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And the word also says evil communications.
Come on. Corrupts
evil
good manners. Yes.
Destroy good manners. So, thank you, Lord. What does Christ have to do with the light? What does light have to do with darkness? We have to be mindful of who we are connected to, who we are listening to, who we are watching, who we are patterning ourselves after. Because if we're not patterning ourselves after the word of God, we're in sin.
Amen. 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 And you know one scripture that the Lord has been bringing in my spirit over and over again is, you know, they always say a couple that prays together stays together, or a family that prays together stays together, whatever way you want to say it.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Lord has been ringing in my ear with, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name, what? Together. And
together.
I believe that we when we get into that place where we're worshiping and we're praising God, we're on the same, we're in the same lane at the same time. There's just something so awesomely powerful about that, and it is powerful. It is, I think it's sharper than any two-edged sword, and I believe that is one reason why the enemy is always trying to trouble marriage. He's always trying to trouble the water, right? And for those of you who are married, and for those of you who are thinking of getting married, you already know or will know that there is certain warfare that only occurs within marriage. And I believe that is because the Lord said, "This is my holy thing. This is He put His stamp of approval on it. He said, "This is the way that I choose for my people to walk and to live their lives together." And so the enemy is like, you know what? I'm going to do everything I can in my power to tear this thing apart, right? So I want you to know that when the enemy comes in like a flood, the word says that the Lord raises up a standard, and you are the Lord's standard. So when the enemy comes in, you have to purpose your heart to say, you know what? We are not going to allow the enemy in. We are going to magnify the Lord. We are going to exalt His name together. And remember, me and Apostle, expressed that, you know, there are certain rules and regulations we have come up with in our marriage to help us through times of trouble. And one of those things is coming back together quickly when things do not go our way. If we can't see eye to eye, we have agreed to disagree. I mean, there are just certain rules that we have set in place so that the enemy cannot come in and have a heyday. And so you have to know the enemy is going to, he's going to try, but you already have the victory because the Spirit of God has already given you the tools to come out of this thing victorious. Amen, Apostle?
Amen. Amen. And let me say this too. Let me say this to everybody that's listening right now. You were created in the image, after the likeness, and for the glory of God. And for that reason and that reason alone, the devil hates you. So he hates you. He hates your related to God. So just know that he's not your friend. There's nothing about the devil that likes you. He hates you. His purpose is to kill, steal, and to destroy. But Jesus said, "I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full, till it overflows." So today the choice is yours. We set before you life and blessing, a curse and death. You choose wisely. Choose life and blessing that you may live, that your marriage may thrive, that your children may thrive, that everything that you put your hands to may thrive. Simply because God loves you and He blesses you.
Amen. Amen. You know, Proverbs 17:9 says, "Whoever covers an offense seeks love." And so love, and we know the New Testament actually tells us love covers a multitude of sin. And so when you are in love with someone, you want them to be happy. You want the best for them. And the Lord is in love with you, and He's in love with your marriage. He wants the best for you. He wants the best outcome for you. He wants you to have a knowledge and an understanding that He is here for you. Amen? And so we are just blessed to have a God that loves us so unconditionally. Amen? Now, Apostle, we are 5 minutes out, and I would like for you to just expound, exhort, comfort the people with whatever God lays your heart on your heart. Amen. Apostle, can you hear me?
Yes. I just want to encourage each and every person that's listening right now. Where you are is not where you're going to end up. Don't give up. The fight is not over. The battle is not over. In the end, we always win. I've read the end of the book, and we win. So don't give up. You know, in the book of Philippians, it says, I forget those things which lie behind, and I press toward the calling of the high calling of God in Christ. So things that don't bring yesterday into today. Things that happened yesterday, you can't do anything about. Tomorrow is promised to no one. Let today, this day that the Lord has made, let this day be the best day of your life. Let this day be the day that you decide to make a change. Let this day be the day that you turn it around. You forget and you forgive. Forgiveness is something that costs nobody any. That doesn't cost you money. All it costs is a willingness to forgive. Forgiveness is a very powerful tool. And you couple that with love, there's no two greater tools that God has given us. Access to everybody. That's everybody. Everybody has the power to forgive, and everybody has the power to love. And as my wife said earlier, she said, you know, she read the scripture, love covers a multitude of transgressions. Regardless of what anyone else has done to you, it's up to you to forgive them. Because the word also tells us, if you don't forgive others, you can't be forgiven. And if you're not forgiven, then you're going to hell. So forgiveness is a two-way street. It's also one of the requirements, for salvation.
Amen. Amen. And I want to ask my other co-host, Pastor Natasha James, please forgive me, woman of God. I literally just saw your number pop up. I'm not sure what happened. But I want to give you a chance also to admonish the people and to bring forth a word. Is that okay?
Amen. While Apostle, good evening, everybody. While Apostle was speaking about speaking life and love covering a multitude of sin, I just heard in my spirit, just take another look and choose to see what God says.
Amen.
Choose
Hallelujah.
To see what God said. I heard God say, just take another look. And, you know, if we just look again, we'll see something we fell in love with. We might even see something new that's there that the enemy has covered because, like Prophetess Smith said, we get so busy with work and all this different things, and we look past some things that are just there, but we just don't see it in our mate because we're busy. So I want to admonish people, just take another look and choose to see what God says about your marriage. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to take that for
Amen.
Myself. Hey, I'm going to put that
Amen.
In my pocket and take that for me. Hallelujah.
Hey, God.
Hallelujah. Glory
Amen.
God.
That's it. And you know, don't count your marriage out. Don't count your marriage out. Did you have something else, Apostle?
You know, that what Pastor Natasha just gave was a divine instruction. And every miracle is always preceded by divine instruction. So if we follow that divine instruction, there'll be a miracle in the marriages. There'll be a miracle in the marriages.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. And the word of God says, signs and wonders shall follow those that believe. I believe in the
Amen.
Word of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. And this is why I love my Prophetic Wind family. Amen. And so we are here every week, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We are here for you and for your marriage. If you need intercession, we are also on Friday nights on TalkShoe, Friday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can reach us on Facebook.com/Prophetic Wind Ministries, or you can stop by our website, PropheticWindMinistries.com. And we want to believe, receive, celebrate with you as your marriage succeeds and is made stronger each and every week as we come to you. So we love you. We thank you for tuning in and being faithful to this broadcast. Please tell a friend, and we will see you next week on Marriage on Fire. God bless.
Save my life.